Bone Boy Speaks, episode 435, Conferences from Afar.
There are two events going on this week that I'm interested in, one of which is the RSA conference down in San Francisco. And this is the annual InfoSec get-together trade show, the big one that happens. And there's because of some of the controversy around RSA recently, you know, apparently putting in weaker encryption algorithms or something into one of their toolkits, and apparently for a paltry sum of money, some people have decided to go ahead and boycott RSA, which was fine, whatever, and others are not. And so, you know, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people there, and it's just like it always is. And hey, it's good fun. People get together. People are wandering around trying to get swag and all kinds of stuff. I mean, and there's always parties afterward and such. And you know, and I've worked the booth there for Checkpoint a few times, and it's my feet don't like it, but it is, you know, because I can tell you they pad those floor. You know, it's concrete floor inside of Moscone, and they put pads in underneath the booths and stuff. But it's trust me, when you're standing there for 6 hours, it there's not enough padding for that. So. But I have fun running into people, meeting people, and doing that kind of stuff. But this year, unfortunately, I'm not going to get to be there. So so I'll just have to follow along on the internet. If there's anything interesting going on, I'm sure there is. And the other thing that's going on is the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain, where all the mobile phone manufacturers get together and introduce their wares, that some of which are coming out this year or whatever. It's just kind of the annual gathering for that part of the business. And you know, one thing that's interesting, and I haven't seen the announcements yet. Maybe something from Nokia will be coming out. This will be the last year that Nokia will be at Mobile World Congress, because Nokia's devices business is going to be purchased by Microsoft, and that's probably going to close in a month or so. And honestly, so this will be the last year that Nokia will be there as an independent company. It'll be Microsoft will probably be there next year, but so there were some pre-announcements about Nokia's Android phone or whatever that kind of hit the news and such. But the one story I've seen so far that's interesting is the $25 smartphone that Firefox says will be possible given some new chips. And honestly, that doesn't surprise me, right? I mean, we're seeing more and more powerful things being moving down the food chain as far as devices. I mean, think about the $35 Raspberry Pi. It doesn't seem like it would be that impossible to make a phone you'd have to have enough horsepower to do something. I mean, it would not be a high end phone, obviously, for that kind of coin. But for a $25 phone, that wouldn't be a bad thing, right? And I actually think it's that will be interesting. And I know I've looked at some of the phones that come from some of the Chinese manufacturers, and so I know it's possible, or at least it's feasible to get a phone that price. You're probably not going to be making a ton of money at that price point, obviously. But if you're trying to get phones in the hands of the next billion people, right? There's a lot of places in the world where they certainly can't afford a $600 iPhone or Samsung Galaxy S5 or whatever, right? It's all of that stuff, I'm sure, is going to, we'll hear some more about that stuff at Mobile World Congress, I'm sure. But the $25 smartphone sounds like something that I'd want to try one out. I mean, I bought a Lumia 520 for crying out loud, because certainly for $100 it was that's good value for the money. I'm curious what $25 will ultimately get you. It probably won't get you that much, but as the tech gets better and we're able to produce it at a lower cost, it will move down, and so it'll there'll be a time when what an iPhone 5 can do today, we'll be able to do that on a device that costs $50 in 5 years or something. I mean, that's probably a bit optimistic, but that's how the tech goes, right? It just gets better and better. And so I'm going to be watching both of these conferences on Twitter. There's hashtags, I'm sure, and every tech douchebag site is going to be covering Mobile World Congress. Maybe not so much RSA, but I have operatives on the ground there, so I can find find out what's going on at RSA without having to expend a whole lot of effort. And so, yeah, this week, I won't be at RSA like I was last year, and that's the great thing about the internet is that you can monitor these conferences from afar without having to set foot on the ground, and I think that's kind of cool.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.